Wednesday, May 1st, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In our evening prayer hymn, look down to us, St. Joseph, protector of our Lord, who followed you through deserts and gave you blessed reward. Our foes are yet about us. Be strength now at our side. Be light against the darkness. St. Joseph, be our guide. We venerate your justice. The Gospels praise your name. You are the saint all humble who gained eternal fame. In your devoted family, our souls in trust confide. Direct our way to heaven. St. Joseph, be our guide. And now the psalmody. Beginning with the antiphon, with the right hand God has raised him up as King and Savior. Alleluia. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, with his right hand God has raised him up as King and Savior. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Alleluia. Continuation of Psalm 27. O Lord, hear my voice when I call, have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken, seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek, hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger, you have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way, on an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm, and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, you protect and strengthen those who hope in you. You heard the cry of your Son and kept him safe in your tent in the day of evil. Grant that your servants who seek your face in times of trouble may seek your goodness in the land of the living. Repeating the antiphon, I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, from him, through him, and in him all things exist. Glory to him forever. Alleluia. Colossians chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before else, all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heaven, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, from him, through him, and in him, all things exist. Glory to him forever. Alleluia. And a reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 24. Whatever you do, work at it with your whole being. Do it for the Lord rather than for men, since you know full well that you will receive an inheritance from him as you as your reward. Be slaves of Christ the Lord. And the responsory, the just man shall blossom like the lily, alleluia, alleluia. The just man shall blossom like the lily, alleluia, alleluia. He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The just man shall blossom like the lily, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, Christ the Lord felt honored to be known as the son of a carpenter, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. All fatherhood in heaven and on earth has its origins in God. Let us turn to him and pray. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer. All Holy Father, you revealed to Saint Joseph your eternal plan of salvation in Christ. Deepen our understanding of your Son, true God and true man. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer. Father in heaven, you feed the birds of the air and clothe the fields with the fruit of the earth. Give all your children their daily bread to sustain soul and body. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer. Maker of the universe, you have entrusted your creation to our safekeeping. May all who work receive a just reward for the labors. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer. God of all righteousness, you want us all to be like you. May Saint Joseph inspire us to walk always in your way of holiness. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer. Look kindly on the dying and the dead and grant them your mercy through the intercession of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer. Let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, creator and ruler of the universe, in every age you call man to develop and use his gifts for the good of others. With Saint Joseph as our example and guide, help us to do the work you have asked and come to the reward you have promised. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.